Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are our two websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Uncle Kevin is here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
This is the last, I realized this morning.
I did not know that till you told me.
This is the last show of the decade.
I didn't even think.
Not of the year. This is the last show of the decade.
You're so far thinking.
Yeah, I'm just so ahead of the curve.
You are.
It took me till an hour before the show to realize it.
That's why you sit in that chair right there, and I'm over there in the corner.
You're in the corner with a bad mic.
And then no lights.
Makes perfect sense.
It does.
The last show of the decade.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Today, ladies and gentlemen, you guys have been calling Jay over at the phone, the 877-817-9829 number, and saying, hey, when's Dan going to open the phone lines? Today, I always say this, you can call in anytime you want, but today, the last hour, the phone lines will be open. They're completely open for you. Uncle Kevin and I are going to kind of go over 2019, our thoughts. I got some, you know, different topics, maybe into 2020, what we see. You know, just kind of, everybody likes to forecast or likes to just kind of, you know, reflect on this time of year. So we're going to do that. During the phone lines are completely open. So now you got to call because you've been calling us and telling us we haven't opened the phone line. So we are very excited to hear from you. The phone lines will be completely open. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And give us a call, and we'd love to hear from you. Perrier will be joining us. She's never been on after my wife had her situation with her foot with the brown recluse bite. So Tristan's going to join
clay
us.
Clay lady.
Right, Perrier from the clay, right. Bentonite clay.
Right.
That has its own intelligence.
Now, I believe something. It. I believe 100% in that stuff. That's unbelievable.
She's going to be here, and we'll have Tristan come in and tell her story. Yeah. Kind of talk. We'll also talk about dogs. And she'll discuss, you know, uses of clay for dogs and just general things. And of course, if you have any questions for her, you can call in that time too. I really want to hear from you. If you're sitting there, you haven't called in, just call in, say hi. Hey, say, hey, we hate the show, but, wanted to say hello. Hello, we love the show. Wanted to say hi. Well, I don't care what you say.
Yeah, exactly.
We just want to hear from you. And so the whole hour, but, we're going to do news, Perrier, and then we're going to have phone lines open for you. And you can talk about anything you want.
Anything you want.
You
want
to reflect on your fork. You got an idea of what 2020 is going to look like, or if you want to talk about.
You don't like a relative?
Well, bring that up.
Bring that up.
It's only national radio.
Yeah.
They probably won't hear it.
They won't hear it. You want to vent? Go. Do it.
Now's your chance.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's, anything else you want to say before we start today? Last show of the decade?
I'm glad I made it.
You know, I think about that. We talk about decade, you know, years, one thing, but the beginning of this decade, I didn't even know Joyce.
Oh, it's a remarkable story, your story.
Joyce,
oh my God,
was knowing the, you know, doing the show, and now here we are carrying it, and we got some great things for the future, and it's because of you and because of your support, ladies and gentlemen. So here we go with the news. Iraq condemns dangerous escalation, quote-unquote, as U.S. kills 25 with bombs and threatens Iran. What is the deal with Iran? We just keep, what? What's going on?
We got sanctions on them, so.
Yeah, but for what? I mean, I don't understand. Do they just bomb people random times just to keep this thing going?
It must.
That's all it seems like.
It's been going on for years. Why stop it?
It just seems like they just
want
to be provocative. There's no rhyme or reason to this. It's almost like on cue. Oh, Iran, you're not in the news, so go bomb something.
Yeah, exactly.
And so we can
go
talk
blow
about
up
it.
Something.
Iraq Prime Minister.
And they probably got it from the CIA, but had to try it out.
Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi on Sunday accused Trump administration of violating his nation's sovereignty and further heightening tensions in the region after the U.S. bombed several targets in Iraq and Syria. I'm sure that we're violating their sovereignty.
Of course we are. We violate everybody's sovereignty.
I don't think there's any. They violate the people's sovereignty,
exactly.
American sovereignty. Of course they violate a country's sovereignty.
Of course.
We have previously confirmed our rejection of any unilateral action by the coalition forces or any other forces inside Iraq, and we consider it as a violation of Iraqi sovereignty and a dangerous escalation that threatens the security of Iraq. Okay, this is the Prime Minister of Iraq, not Iran, saying this. So this is pretty, I mean, this is...
Provocative.
There's that word. It is a little provocative.
Yeah. The Pentagon, I don't think anything's coming of it, though.
Yeah, they're just going to say, sit down, shut up, and we'll bomb you when we feel like
exactly.
it.
Here's another $100 million.
Okay, then we don't care. You know,
yeah,
Madeleine Albright, half a million children killed. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's big deal.
That's the price we have to pay. You fine with that? Oh, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Well, this may be different. I mean, we're seeing, of course, the yellow vest. We're seeing in Chile, Ecuador.
Unrest all over the
Hong
world.
Hong Kong, especially.
Mm-hmm.
People are not happy. They're discontented.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in the last hour, too. But this is also bleeding into Baghdad in Iraq. You say, well, nothing's going to happen. Just sit down and shut up. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Because listen to this next story.
Okay.
Protesters break into, quote-unquote, U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad as crowds rally against American airstrikes in Iraq. Dozens of Iraqi protesters. It took dozens. I'm sure it took more than that to break into the U.S. Embassy. Furious over airstrikes that targeted Hezbollah have forced their way into the U.S. Embassy compound. Tear gas and sounds of gunfire were reported at the scene. The crowd was able to gain access to sections of the heavily fortified green zone. Okay, it had to take more than a few dozen people to do that.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
They got guns. Unless they're letting this happen. The agency said that there was a fire in one of the part of the compound, and at least three U.S. soldiers were spotted on the roof of the embassy. Death to America, they chanted. Here's what they chanted. Down, down, USA. Death to America, death to Israel. You want to know why most of the world is upset with us, or the upset around the world most of it comes from? Our going into their sovereignty in the rest of the world.
I agree with them.
I mean, there is a small faction that just hates America.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We went from being loved around the country.
That's right. The world.
And to now they're chanting death to America, death to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
They understand the axis of the going on and the power structure between America and Israel and what they're doing, the spying and the wars.
The killing?
Donald Trump. Iran will be held fully responsible for attacks in Iraq. What does that mean?
I don't know. We'll find out.
He warned Iran today that it would be held responsible. We strongly responded. We strongly responded and always will, Trump said. Now Iran is orchestrating an attack on the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. They will be held fully responsible. So Iran's attacking this. So he thinks Iran was the one attacking this embassy.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Does this? Am I the only one that finds this whole story puzzling?
Yes, puzzling. I agree.
That doesn't make sense, does it?
No. Makes zero.
The takeover. China is building enormous self-sustaining Chinese cities all over the African continent. During colonial times, European powers exploited Africa for the vast resources that it possesses. But what China is doing today is actually much worse. This is from Michael Snyder. Interesting.
Supposedly a million Chinese over there. In Africa.
It makes sense, listening to Michael Snyder. The Chinese greatly desire African resources, but ultimately what they want is Africa itself, he claims. There are supposedly 10,000 Chinese-owned firms operating in Africa.
I believe it.
He says that 2 million Chinese citizens already live in Africa. What did you say, 10 million?
I said 1 million. So it's 2 million.
He says 2 million.
I believe it. They've been there for a long time. They've been pumping them in.
So they got these cities, these little isolated cities that they're basically pumping people in because they're using Chinese, just throwing money
at their leader.
Now, you know, people say, well, China is doing the same thing America does. They're printing money out of nothing. Their debt is huge. Their debt's bigger than ours.
They're teetering on collapse.
They're doing the same thing by using money. And if, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand the power of the printing press, imagine for a second you could print monopoly money and you could go to other parts of the world. They will take it as valid and you can buy up whatever you want.
Yeah, give you hard assets for their fake money.
So Africa, the world, you know, you want to know where the military comes in? The military comes in to enforce this doctrine.
Enforce them taking the money.
Right. So Africa says, well, we'll just print our own money. No, you won't.
You'll take ours.
You'll print money as we tell you you can print money. If you want to print your own money and build your bridges and such,
fine.
Then no, that's not fine.
Well, we say so.
If we say so.
Right, it's fine if we say so.
Well, yeah. China's not saying so. They're saying, no, you need our printed money.
Yep. And our tractors and our heavy equipment.
Yeah, and we need your land because we got, we're over, you know, our big cities are
overpopulated. Yeah, we don't have any oil. We want yours.
In these special economic zones, you'll find Chinese factories staffed with Chinese managers. They're supervising Chinese workers. They're using Chinese equipment to make these products. Many Chinese, you think you were in Shanghai.
Yeah.
But you're not. You're in the middle of Africa.
Yeah.
If you were in one of these
Chinese
cities.
Are spreading out all across the world.
Chinese state media, this is Breitbart, quote, gun ownership out of control in the United States.
Oh, crazy.
China's state-run Global Times yesterday used the weekend shootings to argue that gun ownership is out of control, and the mass shootings are shocking in a U.S. allegedly governed by law. Notice they didn't say anything about all the knife attacks in China here.
Or over in London.
In London, more murders in London.
More murders in London than in New York.
Very important story yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, if you get in ideological battles are more important than ever. If you, you've seen this, these are ideological wars.
Victor Hugo.
No army can stop an idea whose time has come?
That's right.
Our founding fathers didn't believe in the future. They believe the future in. That's
exactly.
My favorite favorite quote about the founding fathers, not from the founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite quote.
Yeah.
They believe the future in. Okay. The Jewish center, five Jews, including I think the rabbi, was killed with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas, some nut walked into a church with a shotgun.
Shotgun, one pull. You can kill five or six people just with one pull.
He killed two people, and he was shot about 6 seconds later.
Yeah.
Within 6 seconds, he was dead.
Bam. Take that.
Okay, so in New York, where they got heavy gun control, five were killed with knives.
With a knife.
Two were killed in Texas with a gun because somebody had a gun.
Somebody else had a gun and shot him dead.
So just remember that. This whole push, nothing symbolizes the American debate, the whatever, more than this gun situation.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, I got a couple emails. I want to comment. And even Sam, who used to be, you remember Sam used to be on the show?
Yeah.
She emailed me. She said, I listened to your show, and you said that carrying a gun is akin to spiritual power. Spiritual power is manifest in...
I feel it every day.
Yeah, you got a gun on your hip right now.
I feel it.
You don't know who's going to come in? You don't know who's going to come in here?
No.
Anyway,
I got the power. I got my hand up, and I got the power.
Well, she asked me, she said, do you really believe that?
Absolutely.
I believe that.
Absolutely. How can you not?
If you are endowed with your creator... And you have the right of self-defense. You have the right of autonomy and individual sovereignty. You are sovereign without subjects. Just the act of you possessing a gun is a manifestation of your spiritual power.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
And when somebody looks at you and they see you have a gun, that says, I better not mess with that guy. Or woman.
Well, that's a force. See, now you're getting into just not thuggery, but you know what I mean? I mean, thugs carry guns, and they carry guns for power and for influence. These are two different things. But if I'm sovereign, this is the American ethic, ladies and gentlemen. This is how America started. The British wanted to take their guns. And they said, no.
You ain't having them.
Not only no, but hell no.
That's right.
We're not doing it. We're fighting. That's it. So in that moment, what did having a gun, that's what I'm trying to say. In this world, you possessing, you carrying a gun and refusing to relinquish it is stating something about your spiritual state of mind.
Yeah.
I wanted to be clear
100,
about that.
100.
I don't think that. I know that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's 1,000%.
Can you imagine what George Washington would do with this PMR? 31 rounds?
Yeah. Boy, that would be, they'd won the war in 6 months. They had a bunch of them.
They would have cleaned it up real quick.
I'm slowly dying here, quote-unquote, sedated, quote-unquote. Assange tells friends during Christmas Eve call from UK prison as health concerns mount. You know, John Whitehead said yesterday about Julian Assange, we need Assange.
What are you doing,
Trump? What is Trump doing?
I don't know.
He's not doing anything. He's ragging on Iran. He's talking about Iran. Julian Assange sounded like a shell of a man he once was during a Christmas Eve. Folks, I can't even read this. This is so sad.
It is. Isn't it 6 months? He was only supposed to stay there 6 months. Has he been? Is it up yet?
Let's pray for Julian Assange.
Ah, absolutely. I'm for that.
And see, I don't know. This whole thing may be a... You never know what the deal is. Here's what I would declare. Those who speak the truth and who risk something for the truth, I pronounce freedom and truth for them. And including Julian Assange, if that's what he's about, then I pronounce that for him, and that power will be upon him, and freedom will be upon him, if that's what he really intends. I don't know him, so...
I concur. Amen.
Criticizing government through online speech will soon be a criminal offense under dangerous new UN speech police rules backed by Russia, Communist China. Okay, this is United Nations.
They're coming.
This is such... I mean, we talked about this with John White. This is so difficult to wrap your mind around.
Mm-hmm.
The normalcy bias in America is so strong. And what does that mean? It means, well, we believe that that's the way it was, so that's the way it always will be.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the doorstep. And you say, well, what can I do? Are you just trying? All these things that we talk about, these ideas, these concepts, they seem abstract and they seem like they don't matter. This is exactly how they take over. They understand this.
Oh, yeah.
The interview we did with the, I can't remember her name. She wrote the book about the doctor who got abortion legal in America before he died. You know, he's kind of repentant and kind of, he laid out how they got abortion legal.
Yeah, we're for women's rights.
We're pro-choice. Yeah. Purposely, they used a propaganda machine.
That's right.
We are pro-choice. Who is not pro-choice? We are pro-choice. They're anti-abortion. He made up statistics about women's with coat hangers and they pumped that thing. And she asked him, well, where'd you get these statistics from? I made them up.
Hey, mate. Yep.
I made them up.
Yep.
And so what did they capture? The opinion turned in America, and they captured the hearts and minds of America with a very compelling argument. I'm not saying it's the right argument. It's the same thing with guns. These are compelling arguments. Our children need to be safe. There's a lot of mass shootings. There's a lot of people shooting around. Okay, we need to be safe, so we need to get rid of all guns. I think it's a ridiculous argument, but it is a compelling argument.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
But who's shooting there? Our kids.
That's neither here nor there. The question is, what I'm trying to get across to you is that is a compelling argument. For the safety of our children, let's give away our guns. That's what they're saying. Right. It's the same thing about abortion. For our ability to choose, and so we keep these poor young girls dying in back alleys. Let's just make this legal, then we'll control it, and then it can only be in certain situations. Look, I don't agree with them. Do you see where the rubber meets the road here? And so we have the Chinese state media who is pushing Chinese state media. You think about that. They want you disarmed. They're pushing how ridiculous it is that you have guns.
Yeah. Another country saying?
We know that the invasion of Japan was stopped.
Stopped.
If people want to throw numbers around me,
yeah.
You can take those numbers and stick them where the sun don't shine.
Absolutely.
A whole invasion from a country in World War II, that's just the one that we know about.
Right.
We know that occurred because we know from the declassified documents and the Japanese after the war that said all this.
Yeah.
They were going to invade America.
After Pearl Harbor, they were headed.
Keep going.
They were headed to California.
They were going to invade America.
America.
And they said no.
Yeah, Yamamoto went to Harvard. He saw that every American had a gun just about. And he said,
it'll never work. There'll be a gun behind every blade of grass.
Yeah. That, we saved at least a million. A million people with them not invading. And then you talk about one person getting killed. Yes, this is tragic.
Or even 100, even 1,000. Think about China now saying this. Maybe you think China thought this through with Japan? We can't invade America if they got guns.
That's right. That's why they want to get rid of them.
How are we going to invade China if they all got guns?
Yeah.
Or invade America if they all got guns? You don't think that's crossed their little beady minds? Their little beady minds?
That's right.
Going this natural news.
We like Mike Adams.
Mike Adams, Civil War risk, state by state. Is your state likely to be drawn into kinetic conflict as the rule of law disintegrates across America? Democrats are now all in on the effort to spark a civil war in America before Trump can win re-election in 2020. The philosophy of Democrats, of course, is if we can't rule it, we will destroy it. You know who else has that philosophy?
China.
No.
Oh.
Lucifer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
If I can't rule it, I'm going to destroy it. Mm-hmm. I don't like that God gave free choice to mankind, so I'm going to show what a mistake it is, so I'm going to destroy the choice, and I'm going to make war and everything, and show you what choice gives. I want your choice, and I will make you happy if you just do what I want. And if you don't like it, I'll destroy your choice.
That's right.
That's Lucifer's philosophy.
Yeah.
And they know the Trump administration is inching closer every day to revealing the full breadth of corruption and criminality of Barack Obama, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's got a chart. You can go to thepowerhour.com in the news section. This is an important article, I think. It gives a rating, and I don't know if he's doing this rating. It says I don't know who's doing this rating. Maybe it's him. The states with the most restrictive gun laws include California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Minnesota. I don't understand. I'd have to read this whole article, and I didn't. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. West Virginia governor approves firing of all employees involved in apparent Nazi salute photo. Governor Jim Justice appeared to approve the termination of dozens of Corrections Academy trainees seen in a photograph appearing to give a Nazi salute. And released publicly earlier this month by the West Virginia Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety, Hale Bird, of reference to the trainees instructors. So they just kind of jokingly says, Hale Bird, you know.
I don't know if they were jokingly or made to do so. I don't know.
This is weird.
It's weird, really weird. Do we know it's a joke, though?
I don't know.
That's the only problem. I could see some nut getting up there saying, you got to do this. And the trainees, part of their training is to salute. I can see it.
Schumer demands witnesses be called at Senate impeachment trial. Okay, why would there be more witnesses than I've already had? I mean, you didn't let it. You had a chance to call any witnesses in the House.
Any you wanted. You didn't do it. Too bad.
Anyway, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More on the other side.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Ladies and gentlemen, what a pleasure to be with you. The last show of the decade. Perrier standing by. And my better half is here also. Hey, Tristan.
Hey, good to be here.
Good morning. We'll tell a pretty incredible story about your foot. You've told it before, but now we got Perrier here to discuss it. I'd like to remind everybody the specials, including this bentonite clay, is at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. We really thank you for your support, for your donations, for your prayers, all of the above. You have been fantastic. And because of you, your energy, we're going to expand. And we have some really exciting things coming up in the next couple months. We want to, we'll make you aware of it as we come. But we're not standing pat here. And we're not just complaining about things. We are moving forward. And one of the ways is HealthWays. And our next guest is a longtime friend of the Power Hour, Perrier. She is, we call her the clay lady, clay expert, whatever word you want to use. She has brought to the market one of the most, simple and, just powerful, remedies that we know of, the bentonite clay. So Perrier, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel. It's good to be here.
This is the last show of the decade. You're closing the whole thing down. You're closing the decade, Perry.
I love it. I love it. And we're going to go out with a boom and a really big, great new year.
Well, was your holiday good? I always like to ask you about that. Was your holiday good? Was there anything? I know that you kind of keep abreast of news and things. Was there anything on your mind as we come to the close of the year?
Just how fantastically blessed I have been this year and blessed with friends of clay. I had one that came from Canada, was in the area, and went out of their way to come by and meet me and visit me and take me to dinner, and they ended up spending the night, and we just had a great time. And I've just gotten so many blessings from this clay. You just can't imagine the people that it's helped and how grateful they are and how blessed I am to be able to share the information.
Friends of clay. I like that. Friends of clay. I brought my wife here because, you know, a potential tragedy occurred over her with her leg and our family, and we did a few things. She's going to discuss it. I'm sure a lot of people have talked about spider bites or maybe snake bite. I don't know, but I'm sure you've gotten tons of stories. We, of course, heard them. We, of course, knew about them. We were traveling, and we always either the lamb cream, the oregano, or the clay, and the Vitamir. Of those, we always, I mean, I can't even remember a time where we haven't taken at least one of those with us since we've been involved with the Power Hour. You know, sometimes we forget one or the other. This trip, we ended up taking all of them, and boy, was it a blessing. Tristan's going to kind of tell the story about what happened.
I got bit by a brown recluse, and you know how poisonous those little critters are. But my leg started to swell where it bit me, and the venom started going up my leg. But I kept the clay on my leg.
Well, let's so people understand. You didn't even realize you were really bit, and you began looking it up, and our exterminator John Christian, he's our bug killer over here, and he looked at her bite and whatever, and he confirmed, yeah, that's definitely a brown recluse bite. And so later that night, you started to freak out, and that's when all this started to come together. And
Well, I noticed a little scratch on my leg, and then we walked around the mall, and then afterwards that night it started to throb, and I thought, what in the world is going on? And then it just appeared to me it's probably a spider bite, and then it started to really hurt whenever I started to walk on my foot. I got bit right on underneath my pinky toe, and then it started to swell, and so I just knew instantly I had to put clay on it, and I did oregano oil too, and I could just feel when I put that clay on, it didn't hurt. It stopped that throbbing, and I could feel like that pulse, and I could feel it draw out, I don't know, it was drawing out poison or something, but it didn't hurt when I had that clay on.
So did you put the oregano on first, kind of on the skin, or what'd you do?
Yeah, I did the oregano oil just because I wasn't sure.
Or in your mouth, did you take internally kind of antibacterial,
No, I just put it on because I was thinking it was some kind of scratch or something. And then when it started throbbing, I thought, oh, my gosh. And then in my head, I'm like, I bet you I got bit by a spider. And then that's when I put the clay on.
And you just made a paste with water, or what'd you do?
Yeah, I just got in the bathroom, got one of those little cups, put water in the paste, and I just swished it around as best I could. As best I could. And then I just slathered it on my foot and let it dry.
And that
was the first time. You're supposed to wrap it, which is what I did later. But I just slathered it on because I didn't think for sure it was a brown recluse.
Who knows?
We spray our house, so it's like, where in the world did I get this bite? So, oh my gosh, those little critters. Anyways, it hurt whenever I put pressure on it. I couldn't walk for like 3 or 4 days. It was bad. It was a bad bite. Bad.
I want to get your input here. Does this sound familiar to the other stories that you've heard?
Oh, yes. And usually if you caught it early, usually if you don't catch it early like that, it will make a hole. I had a lady show me she had a hole in her leg the size of a quarter that the flesh started necrotizing and rotting out. And then she started putting the clay on, and within about a week, it healed up, and it closed it and fleshed in.
So when this happened...
See, mine, like, fleshed out. Like, I got a big blister. Like, the clay drew the poison out. Yeah. It was really interesting.
Yeah, and just so you know...
You feel that pulsating, it's almost like a sucking.
Yes.
And it will suck the venom out of any insect bite, rattlesnake bite, you name it. It will just suck it out.
And just to let you know where I was at this, this all happened out of town. So we're not at home. I took the girls somewhere that day. And, you know, when I left, it was like, oh, you know, something happened. It was like not a big deal. By the time I got home, it was like, oh, my God, my leg is swollen. My leg is swollen. I'm red. You know, I'm about to lose my leg or something. She was a little, I'm going to be honest, I don't know if she remembers it, but she was a little out of it. And when I say out of it, you could tell she was, you know, something was going on with her. Not out of it. I don't know how to describe it. She was not, I got home, to the hotel. her leg was swollen. It was starting to get red and starting to look like spread up her leg. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is serious. And she was kind of acting a little funny, almost like she you got a flu or fever or something. She wasn't, like, right. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
No, I got a headache. I could almost – I took tons of Reaganol because I'm thinking if this is what I think it is, I better be taking some antibiotic or something. So I took tons of Reaganol, and then at night I could just have this huge headache. So it probably was from the toxin of the spider.
Well, yeah. See, your perspective and my perspective are, I mean, similar but a little different. I could see your leg, and it was swollen up like, you know, I mean, just terrible, like you're retaining water or something. But then it was red, and you could see this red streak starting to go up your leg where the swelling was. And I'd like, wow, this is serious. I mean, literally, I didn't tell you this, but I was like, boy.
Oh, no, I saw it. I knew.
Well, I didn't tell you my concern.
It was on your little toe, and it went all the way up your foot and leg and swole.
Imagine your foot. Imagine where your pinky toe is, and just go down towards your ankle, like about halfway, about a third of the way to halfway between your pinky toe and your ankle. That's where the bit is. Kind of on the top of your foot, kind of on the side of your foot. That's where the bite was. And it was going all the way up to her knee. And she was kind of acting a little weird. And she was, you know, I was concerned. I was like, we're going to have to go to the hospital. I was going to give it time. She said, well, it felt better when I put the clay on. I said, okay, let's keep doing this. I got some Saran wrap and I wrapped, you know, that's when we wrapped it, the whole thing tight. Got more clay. We wrapped it really good.
We didn't wrap it just where the bite was. We put clay clear up my whole leg.
Yes, the whole red area.
So it's not just a little clay. It's like my whole leg was in clay, and we Saran wrapped it and put ice on it and elevated it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
to get the swelling down. You did perfect. You absolutely did perfect, Christian.
Well, and now I didn't get any ditching or.
Well, let's continue to tell the story because this is pretty dramatic. So the next day we wake up and her leg, she still, if she goes, went to put pressure on it. I mean, correct me if
I'm wrong. Oh, I had a hop. I mean, yeah, she was hopping like a bunny.
Anytime she would put weight on it, it would, you know, not sore, hurt. It would hurt. And she just could, I mean, she was hopping around and she's a tough gal. I mean, she has had natural childbirths. So this is not, you know, she's not a wuss here. She could not, if she put pressure on her foot straight down, it would hurt really bad. So in the morning, it started to reverse. I could tell she was a little more, I don't know if with it is the word, she was a little sharper, you know, like she was back. So I felt better about that. The red was starting to pull back down her leg. It's still swole a little bit, but it was starting to, I felt better. So I felt, okay, we're not going to go. We're just going to, I wanted to have confidence in what we were doing. So we took everything off and then we kind of reversed everything. We put a little lamb cream on it. Then we put more Reaganol and then we clayed it up all again. We did the whole process all over again.
Good.
Everyone needs that clay. I'm not kidding. You can put it on your gums.
You need to take it with you. Yeah,
we do.
Take it with you.
Well, can you imagine? Can you imagine if we wouldn't have had some in that hotel? I mean, we'd have been in the hospital.
You know what? I felt instinct to bring that clay.
It would have taken a whole lot longer to recuperate too, even in the hospital with what they do.
I know. Everyone's like, "You didn't go get a shot?" I'm like, "No, I got clay. It's better." They're like, "What's this clay?" I didn't know about this clay. I'm like, yeah, because look at my foot. I have no ditching. I mean.
Let's be honest. Your medical family was like, what? What are you, crazy? What do you mean you put clay? You put mud on your leg? What are you talking about?
No, they're more like, my friend went to the doctor and they still are having problems with it.
Yeah, they, one of them said, I can't remember which one when we went to saw them at the birthday.
Yeah,
they said, they didn't have, you weren't bit by no brown recluse. You weren't bit by no brown recluse. That's not, there's no way. But my friend, they about lost their arm or whatever it was. You remember that?
No.
Well, I do. I remember everything your in-laws say. I make a mental note and vent on radio about it.
I know, but that clay.
Well, you know, they're skeptics until they try it. And once you have an experience like that, you start playing with it when you get other pains, and you just, I have one lady that wrote me about a chronic back pain she'd had from an accident. She drank 2 ounces a day. It relieved her pain. She didn't have to get shots. She finally got off her medicine, and she kept doing this until it was gone. And then she started using it on other things. And she sent me a testimonial how it helped in other areas with her teeth, with her skin. Just and then she got her husband on it. And because if it hurts, put clay on it. That's the only qualification you need. If it hurts, put clay on it. I don't care if it's a migraine, put it on your forehead, the back of your neck, on a towel, and hold it there for a while. But if something hurts, put clay on it. It's kind of a natural analgesic. I mashed my finger in the door, and you know how that hurts. And I didn't realize the time it cracked my fingernail and was bleeding. And I was at night, and I was in a hotel room, and, of course, I had my clay, and I smothered it in clay and wrapped a Kleenex around it and went back to sleep. The next morning, it wasn't sore. And as long as I kept the clay on there, if it started getting sore, I'd put a little clay on there, and the swelling would go down. And, you know, it was the next day before I realized I'd actually cracked the fingernail so bad that it was bleeding. It bled underneath my fingernail. Ooh. Yeah.
Ow.
What now? The clay that you've brought to market, the clay that we sell over the Power Mall. There's lots of bentonite clays and types. This is a unique type, and I wouldn't even dare try any other. There's something really unique about this product.
Well, I get people that have tried the other clays and tried this one, and they said there's a difference. It is. It's unique clay. You don't find calcium bentonites that swell 3 times. So when you make the mass, the mud, you put 3 times the water as the clay. So you end up with more product. You've got 3 cups of clay mud. Most of them, calcium bentonite, swell 1 to 1, and some of them it's less than a cup of water to get it to hydrate. And it's got a stronger pulling power. It's got some polygorskite. It's a mineral in it that they found that's unique to this clay. It's not in all of the other clays. They have maybe 90 different minerals in the clay. And, you know, they have bedlandite clay and all these little things that you've never heard of. But this one is just unique to the polygorskite, and I think that's where it gets its wellness. It's the uniqueness and its swelling power and drawing power. And I have compared it to like 50 different clays and haven't found one that can stand up to this one.
Let me ask you about...
People with tuning forks check it out, and they checked another one that was right beside it. They could walk back 6 feet and still get a vibrational resonance from that clay.
Wow. Let me ask you, you know, with my wife, it's obviously, so we kept putting the clay on, so to finish the story, I don't know, it was probably a week or so. Was it about a week you kept putting clay on it? It just kept getting better and better and better.
Well, a week or 2 weeks, probably.
And right now on her foot, she has a little discoloration spot where the bite was. I mean, really, it just looks like a little slight brown spot. The skin looks normal. Like a what? Like an age spot. Yeah, that's what it looks like right there on her foot. That's it.
Yep.
And even that has started to diminish over time. She hasn't really done anything to it since, but nothing. The skin looks normal, except for the color. I mean, people can't even believe it. My question to you then is, what is going on when she puts that clay on not only the bite, but then upper leg? What is this? I mean, what am I asking here? What is the scientific process that makes that even possible?
The drawing power of the clay, the negative ionic charge. Now, your venoms, your bacteria, your blood poisoning, your gangrene all have a positive charge. Clay has a very strong negative charge from the volcano, being as it's volcanic ash and it's burnt through a volcano. It's charged it with this drawing. It's like a magnet, and it just sucks the bad stuff out. Even in a clay bath, it will pull through the pores of your skin and get you free of heavy metals, will detox you. It changes these autistic kids in their first clay bath. The parents noticed it. This one lady asked her daughter, her son, the mother, after the kid had had one clay bath and he came back to school, she said, did you give him a speech pill? Did you give something? Because he's talking all the time now.
Can't shut him up.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
I cannot tell you how it made his speech do that. I don't know if it detoxed something in the body. It's got four very strong things that clay does. It alkalizes, it balances, it stimulates, and it detoxes. When you get the toxins out of the way and you can balance your body, you can heal your body. A balanced body is designed to heal itself. So it doesn't cure anything of itself, but it's the pathway to healing by getting rid of the toxins, by giving this energy to it that you need to stimulate things. It doesn't absorb through the colon wall into the bloodstream, and yet it can do this two ways. When you drink the clay, it's going to heal your insides. When you take a clay bath, it's going to pull toxins through the pores of your skin. And when someone worried the other day, shouldn't I rinse off? Am I leaving, toxins on my skin? I said, no, the clay captures the toxins. It not only draws them out, but this magnetic charge pulls them into the clay particle, and they're locked in there. They can't get out. It has a 50-year lifespan. It's not going to let go of that toxin for 50 years. So don't worry about it being in your bathtub and getting back on you or getting on your skin, leaving some. I like to just dry off, and my skin feels baby soft. And a clay will relax you like nobody's business. You'll have the best night's sleep.
Let me ask Tristan, because she went through this. I mean, I love the clay product, but at this point, I'm like passionately in love with the clay. We'll never go anywhere without that clay. Going through this whole experience, what's kind of your thoughts, as to the, just clay? What's your experience, teach you?
Well, how can you not live without clay?
How can you live without
clay? Exactly. We've even put it on gums. If you have a problem with your gums, you can honestly feel that pulse. It's amazing.
I had a lady send me this the other day. She said, wow, just wow. People have been ingesting earth for eons, getting positive results without prescriptions. Yet today's world, they pass this age-old remedy for over-the-counter AIDS or doctors-prescribed poisons. And that is the truth. So let's get started. Let's start this new year by bringing some amazing changes to our body and our well-being with clay.
I've been
drinking it for 20 years. I'm 81. I do not have arthritis.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
I have strong bone density. Yeah.
I was going to ask you about how should people be taking this on a regular basis?
Well, I think everybody ought to drink it. If you have something serious, you want to drink more. I have a lady that was drinking 8 ounces. I'd never prescribed that much. It cleared her thyroid problem. It healed her colon. It did so much for her and amazed her doctors. And I usually say 1 to 2 ounces a couple of times a day will keep you balanced and keep you cleansed out. And then an occasional clay bath, because we get toxins from the internally and externally. You can be around anybody that works for a pesticide company ought to take a clay bath every night when they come home. Because I don't care if they're wearing long sleeves, they're going to absorb some of that poison. And the clay will literally just pull it out. I don't know how many people I've saved from amputations, diabetics with gangrene infections in their heel, their leg, their feet. And the clay has brought the circulation. It stimulates that circulation. It brings the circulation. It detoxes. It gets I've seen it stop blood poisoning. I mean, pull the blood poisoning out. And it just simply works, and it's God's pharmacy. I mean, pharmaceutical companies can't replicate it because it's a natural ingredient.
Well, that's. I think I'm glad you said that. This is not FDA approved. This is just our experiences and your experience. So if you're looking for medical advice, please seek proper medical attention there. I wanted to put that out there. This is not FDA approved. And that's the way we like it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, it works.
We're not inhibited by the FDA.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. This interview is not inhibited by the FDA. We got a couple minutes. Can you stay over the top of the hour, maybe a few minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about dogs and more about the autism and some of your other experiences. Ladies and gentlemen, next hour, please, as soon as we go to break, please start to call in 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You've called and told us we're not opening up the lines enough, and now's your chance. We're going to don't worry about Perry. We'll talk to Perry for a few minutes, but then the lines are going to be open. Please call in as soon as we go to break, and so we can line everybody up. And the time is going to be yours, and you can talk about whatever you want. You want to talk about, you want to reflect back on 2019. You want to look forward to 2020. You want to talk about, whatever you want to talk about. We're very glad to hear from you. This is your program. You've supported us, and we're so happy. The last show of the decade. Wow. So we got about a minute before the break. Tristan, so just to be clear. So what you did, you used oregano on the wound and you took it under your tongue to kind of get antibiotical properties in your body. You put lamb cream a little bit on at one point, and you use clay massively all up and down your leg. That's only three things you did.
Yes.
Vitamin C. I think you did take vitamin C also, because that's if there's infection or stuff. We were, but that may have been when we got back home.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember that either. Anyway.
Well, imagine if the clay did that on the outside, what it can do in the inside.
I know.
I'm taking mine during this break.
I know. We need to start drinking clay. I mean, I don't do that enough and pay enough attention to this anyway. Perry A., so good to be with you. Stay right there. We're going to talk more on the other side. Ladies and gentlemen, 844-769-2944. The rest of the next hour is yours. Stay tuned. More with Perry A. and your calls.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.